I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
When we look back on our lives and all the people that we've dated, there's probably one that stands out as the most memorable. And it could be for a good reason or a bad reason, but it's the most unforgettable person that you've ever been out with.
Okay.
And one of our listeners, Brett, says he met that person recently.
Already?
And he's distraught. He used that word in his email that she's not replying back to his request for another hangout.
Now I understand the music when you use language like that.
Yeah. Brett, distraught is a pretty enormous word for this show. You're going to have to dumb it down here on out, okay?
Yeah, I'll do my best.
All right. We appreciate that. So start from the beginning and in layman's terms, tell us about the woman that you went out with. What's her name?
Her name is Taylor.
Oh, what a great moniker.
Okay.
What does moniker mean?
It's a fancy word for name.
I was like, she's a Monopoly guy with that thing.
She is fancy. Okay, how'd you meet Taylor?
I met her on a dating app. Like, first of all, her picture stood out to me. She was standing in front of this just amazing painting, this huge, amazing painting.
Is she an artist?
Yeah, she was like covered in paint and like brushes and had a smock on, the whole deal.
Cool.
Wow.
So she's super talented.
Yeah, she's super artsy and talented. So that stood out to me.
Is there something like, are you also artsy? Or, I mean, what attracts you to that?
Yeah, I appreciate art a lot. I've always been kind of artsy.
It sounds like, it sounds exactly like the type of women that Jose dates.
Yeah.
Painters?
Yes. Yeah. Very artistic.
I think he usually just dates the nude models.
Yeah, no, they're body
the
painters.
Yeah. Right.
Well, there it is. Pasties and stuff.
Yeah, I know watercolors come into the fold somewhere.
Sometimes they finger paint.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's great. So that's something that's attractive to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
She's somebody that I just don't usually meet on dating apps. Just like a certain type of quality of person.
Okay. So, that's, I mean, good. You're building her up pretty big before you even meet her. How are you feeling, like, going into the first date?
I was nervous as because I'm not that person.
That's the type of language that we understand on this show. We need more of that, all right, Brett?
Okay. She's using paintbrushes, you're using Crayola crayons.
Right.
I mean, that can be intimidating, though, if somebody wants to talk art with you, and then you're like, yeah, I like colors, too.
But art can be fun, and art is subjective, right? So you can, like, probably cheat a little bit.
Tell us, what was the date like? You're building it up pretty big.
The date was amazing, and it was, I mean, she's not even, like, if I look at her physically, she's not even really the type of girl I would normally go for, but there was something about her, like her presence.
She gave you presents? That's so cool of her.
That's not what he meant.
I don't know.
No, like her aura, you know, she had like this vibe.
Oh, she gave you aura?
She's got a vibe. Like, that's cool, man. That's cool that you noticed that you appreciate it.
Yeah. Where were you getting this vibe? Like, what's the setting?
Yeah, we're in a restaurant. You know, we had a couple drinks and stuff.
Okay. Did you give her that compliment?
Not quite. I mean, I was just captivated the whole time. You know, I was trying not to be, not to sound like an idiot.
How did not sounding like an idiot go?
That's a good question.
Did that work out for you?
I'm not sure. You know, I did my best, but I mean, I think we had a great conversation. I mean, we just got into really deep conversation, like we're talking about love and like the end of time and and like, if I'm totally honest with you guys, I don't know if I understood everything completely she was talking about, but
you got to go to the bookstore, get that End of Time for Dummies.
Yeah.
Catch up on it.
I like it.
I mean, you're saying a lot of nice things about her.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't understand, it's a good thing that you still vibed and liked her.
What do you think she was thinking about you?
I don't know, because just like the way that we were dressed, you know, I was in a baseball cap and a polo, and she's wearing this long, flowing dress.
What?
Oh.
Like a sundress, or did she think you were going somewhere fancy?
She's like, we're at the Met Gala, right?
The only way I could describe it is that she was like a goddess.
Wow.
I feel like it's still a sundress.
Yeah. Maybe like a wrap.
Yeah.
Like a maxi wrap. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
I'm intimidated just hearing her, but
I know.
You've never talked to a goddess before?
I wonder if we call her, if she's going to have symphony music for her ringtone. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, we're going to find out in just a minute. Let's talk about how the date ended that night.
We talked for a really long time, and I dropped her off, and I gave her a kiss on the cheek.
Mm. That's sweet.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like we both had a good time, and I said I would contact her again, but then contacting her again, I didn't hear anything, so...
Did she ever confirm that she'd contact you back? Like, that she was, I mean, give any indication she was looking forward to seeing you again?
You know, if she did, I don't know if I really understood it. She was just kind of talking mysteriously a lot, and...
But you liked that.
Yeah, but I liked it. I liked the way she talked. She was just a very mysterious person.
Keeps you on your toes. Okay. I don't know what she's saying, but I like it.
You were sober, right, on this date? I just wanted to check. And I mean, like, not just from alcohol, like sober.
I had a few drinks, but just within the conversation, she just started a fire in me.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a passionate feeling.
You couldn't understand.
Beyonce would say you're drunk in love.
Yeah. You sounded like a poet now, Brett.
My body also burns in places, too. Though.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good thing.
Yeah, we might need to set you up with a doctor's appointment after this. But first, we're going to call Taylor for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update with the mysterious goddess.
Ooh, I like her.
Yeah, I'm really glad, because I'm so nervous. I don't know what I would say. I'm glad you guys are talking to her first.
Yeah.
All right.
Me too, buddy.
We're going to try our best. We'll do it right after this. Hold on.
Second date update.
We've been hearing a lot of words that we don't normally get for a second date call to describe the woman that Brett went out with the other day named Taylor.
Real.
Like mysterious goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hypnotizing siren.
Hey.
Did he say that?
What?
I don't know
I
that he
that,
said that.
I agree.
Something like that.
I mean, I like it. Yeah.
Long flowing dress while she ate her cheese fries.
Okay.
Wow.
Seductively.
That's a classy lady.
Dude, that's the goddess I want to be.
Yeah.
Just the cheese fry goddess.
This is a one in a billion type of woman, according to Brett. And he's not sure why really it works for him, because this isn't the typical type of lady that he goes for.
Well, maybe that's exactly why it works, right?
Yeah.
None of the other ones have worked. That's why we're here.
No question. He is curious about where this could take him. And Brooke, you had some curious years, which ended up paying off in the end. So what do you think about this woman?
I think she sounds amazing. Maybe she has a lot of options on dating apps. You know, like if she's so different and she stands out so much, I'm sure you're not the only one that's noticed.
That's true.
You know,
you think that's possible, Brett?
Yeah, it's very possible.
Okay. So you may have some competition, but are you up for that?
I think it's more, can he keep up?
Yeah.
Coming from Alexis, that's not great.
That's
she's a little goddess, too.
Thank you.
I am nervous, though, to call Taylor here if she's as amazing as you say she is, but we're going to give it our best shot.
You guys can do this. I believe in you.
Nice.
All right. Yeah.
All right. One of us does. Here we go.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm looking to reach Taylor.
Who is calling, may I ask?
Thank you. My name is Jeffrey from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Hello.
It's a terrestrial. Oh, yes. It's nice to say hi to everybody.
Yeah. Top of the morning.
She's not Irish.
I thought that was like a mix.
And we're actually doing a segment right now called A Second Date Update, which is a dating segment where we try and help out some of our listeners with their love lives.
I love love.
Oh, that's great, Taylor.
So do we.
I will tell you right now, we have done hundreds, if not thousands of these, and no one has ever had that response.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, out of all the hundreds of thousands that we've done, no listener has ever talked about a date like Brett did about you.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Brett, baby.
Let's
talk about you and me.
Sorry, that was low class. I'm sorry.
I loved it.
We won't ask you about Brett.
Oh, well, I guess you could ask yourself, how do French chefs make you love them?
What?
A French chef?
Is it a riddle?
They butter you up.
Okay, so wait.
So Brett did that? He was buttering you up on the date?
I'm not understanding.
Okay, wait. Maybe he didn't. Did Brett not give you enough compliments and
not
you didn't like
butter.
That?
Yeah,
didn't not enough butter? Enough. He didn't grease your wheels?
Or did he literally just eat butter on the date?
Let me just say this.
Okay.
I hurt the most when I'm lost. I'm sometimes the hardest to express, but the easiest to ignore. Huh. I can be given to many or just one. What am I?
French fries.
I'm not going to try on this one.
Hurt the most... What?
You know, that makes a lot of sense to me when you say that, Taylor, but my co-hosts seem like they're in the dark a little bit. So
I don't know. I think it's French fries, but...
I'm love. I am love.
You're love.
Oh,
you
it's
are love.
Love.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. So you like Brett.
This makes sense when we talked to Brett.
Yeah.
He was having a hard time describing how you felt on the date.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like he didn't know what your vibes were. He couldn't really tell because he said you were like a mystery or an enigma.
And you seem like you're very deep.
Can we ask you about your date with Brett? Because he told us a little bit from his perspective.
Well, I don't know if I should get into specifics, but I can tell you this.
Okay.
What do you call two Italian ants?
This is a joke. I like
two
it.
Two Italian
what
ants?
What is it?
You want to have a romantic connection with him. I don't know that he understands that because you're not very direct.
But can you not judge her so much?
I'm just honestly, I'm getting a little frustrated.
Yeah, you're intimidated by her, and so you're lashing
out. I'm not. Talk to me.
It's okay.
She is.
We all have our process.
Okay.
It's very nice of you to be so understanding when my co-hosts are being so not understanding
Brooke's
of you.
More straight to the point.
No, it's just you said romance and ants, and that means that you like them, right?
Don't forget the butter.
Okay. And the butter. Like, these are all good things.
I feel like maybe she's just talking about her perspective of what love is in general and what she's searching for
That's
in a partner in the universe.
For, though,
excuse
Jeffrey.
Me, I was talking. I was finishing my thought. And I think that as the driver of this segment, it's time to bring Brett into the conversation and see if his love fits into her love universe.
Ooh.
Wait, that could be interpreted. Very
Does it fit?
I think you need to work on your poetry, my friend.
Yeah, I'm not quite as deep as
Max. I get what you're saying, Jeff.
Yeah, I bet Jose gets it.
Well, I'm just going to tell Brett to come on the phone. Brett?
Hi.
So, Taylor, the way this segment works is Brett is on the other line listening. Trying to understand what's going on.
As everyone is.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Oh, you like that?
It's also beautiful.
Okay.
Like
cool.
Okay.
So you two can talk to each other.
Brett.
Jake wants a break.
Take a breather over here.
I mean, I think. Did you get what she was saying, Brett?
Yeah.
Oh,
that makes sense to you?
Could you interpret it for us?
Really, Brett?
I think that she was just saying that she really appreciates love and like connecting with people.
Yes, Brett. Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow, I like it. They understand each other very well.
That's good.
I just want someone, maybe Brett, maybe not, to someday have rabbit friends.
rabbit friends.
See, radishes?
No, rabbit.
Oh, rabbit.
Why rabbit friends?
Well, because you know what the rabbit's friends say when they get a Valentine's Day card.
What do they say?
Do rabbits make a noise?
Do they thump the ground? What do they do?
What happens?
It looks like some bunny loves you.
Some bunny.
Some bunny. I like her.
Brett, how does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I'm a person who, you know, is always diving deep into the rabbit holes of life.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's making sense to them. Yeah. So that's what matters.
Rabbits like to multiply, so maybe.
Brooke, why'd you gotta take it? Why you gotta take it there?
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
Okay. So,
you guys are basic.
Oh, basic.
No cap on that, okay?
Yeah, bro.
But right. I feel the energy vibing between you two right now.
The auras are matching, you're saying.
Yeah. They're meshing, the rainbows.
It's like one big aura now.
It's a double
aura
something.
Orgy.
Right.
Orgy.
So with all that said, and with all the energy in this room right now, I would like to ask Taylor, will you go out on one more date with Brett? Because these are his words. He said that you started a fire within him.
Yeah.
I'm not even making that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me answer your question with a question.
With a question. I knew this was going to happen.
I wouldn't want it any other way. Go ahead.
Did Adam and Eve ever have a date?
There's a snake involved.
Yeah.
I could never be bad on a date.
Brooke, someone pour some water on that.
I know. What if Brooke is Randy?
Just trying to improve her analogies right now.
So, sorry, Taylor, did Adam and Eve have a date?
The answer is no, but they did have an apple.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Because a date's like the fruit.
It's better than a date.
So you want to have an apple with him?
You guys would make a good pair.
Okay.
Do we have gift cards for apples? Or
I think Applebee's.
I got some. I got an apple in the fridge right now for my lunch.
We would love to mail you that apple for a date, Taylor, if you're up for it.
What will be, will be.
Oh, man.
No wonder he reached out to us for help trying to understand this. I'm going to say yes, that she agreed to go out and meet up with Brett one more time.
Unless this is like a bee pun joke. She's
talking
about honeybees.
Yeah. Do you still want this date? It's just so exhausting.
I know. I feel like we've been on the phone for 2 hours.
I'm calling it. We're sending you guys out one more time.
Yay! Applebee's!
Cool.
It's a match made in heaven, that's for sure.
Indubitably.
Good luck, you two.
Thank you.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We got a text to 78592 that says, I'm pretty sure I'm the only listener left. And it's because my radio's broken and I can't change it off your chain. We appreciate you sticking with us, even if you didn't have a choice.
That was nuts.
That was out there.
I liked it.
And you did?
Yeah, okay. I did.
It just got a little frustrating for me at a certain point. Mm-hmm. Like, I love deep thinkers and everything, but like, can we answer a question?
Just one.
Yeah. Not another question?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I really don't see them actually going out again, even though I forced it at the end there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think it matters what you tried to force.
Yeah.
That woman is doing whatever she wants.
Exactly. Yeah.
But here's the good news. She did save him and his feelings. Because she could have totally been like, oh, he's not on my level. Like, I'm a mountain and he's a lowly flower. Or what type of mountain goat is he?
Sure.
It could have gone that way. But she just said what will be. And that's how we should leave it.
Okay.
Sure.
Or she just left him hanging, which kind of sucks.
Okay. Maybe it was a live ghosting.
Or they're going to get married. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Even if they got married, he's like, did I say I do? I don't know.
Yeah. They ask her and she goes, do I?
Yeah.
But if you ever want to get help from this show, it couldn't possibly go any worse than that call did.
Yeah, give us a call.
So reach out to us. What's the harm? And you can find all of our Second Day podcasts up online wherever you get yours at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.